The victory of Union troops at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, on July 3, 1863, marked a crucial turning point in the Civil War. General Robert E. Lee had invaded Pennsylvania in hopes of dividing and demoralizing the North and bringing a quick end to the war. The Battle of Gettysburg was the bloodiest of the war.
I don't know about you. I ain't gonna study war no more.
The Union suffered 23,000 casualties and 28,000 Confederate soldiers were killed, wounded, or missing. The North reacted joyously to the triumph at Gettysburg. 4 months later, President Abraham Lincoln visited the battlefield to dedicate a cemetery for the victims of the Great Battle.
We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution.
The speech was delivered on November 19, 1863. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address is one of the most beautiful and poetic statements in American literature. Though it celebrated a military victory, it is not martial in spirit. Rather, it is a moving tribute to those who made the ultimate sacrifice and to the ideals for which they died.
My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We have met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract.
The world now demands a maturity of America that we may not be able to achieve.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here. But it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great tasks remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain.
So, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government, of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free
at last. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.